is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Greg Anders tells CBS News that his father, Bill, a member of the Apollo 8 crew that flew around the moon in 1968, has died in a small plane crash in Washington State. Apollo 8 came at the tail end of a turbulent year that included the Vietnam War and the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy. Anders told CBS News in a 1998 interview.
We were so busy training that those kind of things didn't occur to me. Also, we were a little bit removed from the real world in the simulators.
Anders, who took the iconic Earthrise photo showing the planet as a shadowed blue marble from space, was 90 years old. CBS's Ben Tracy has spent the last couple of days in the middle of a heat wave in Las Vegas.
Because temperatures on the planet overall are going up because of our planet warming emissions coming from our burning of fossil fuels. When you have a heat wave like this, that just adds fuel to the fire. The baseline temperatures are higher, so when you have temperature spikes, those can be higher. And in fact, scientists say that this current heat wave that we're experiencing was made three times more likely because of human-caused climate change.
The prosecution rests in the federal gun trial of Hunter Biden, and his eldest daughter takes the stand to testify in his defense. Naomi Biden told the jury about visiting her father and the progress he made while in rehab just weeks before the gun purchase at the center of the case. CBS's Scott McFarlane also reports.
The defense says it may call Hunter Biden to testify next week. Former prosecutor Tom Dupree says that would expose Biden to very tough questions for prosecutors.
In many respects, when you put the defendant on the stand to testify in his own defense, you're risking opening a Pandora's box.
There are no other defense witnesses, so this case could go to closing arguments by the end of the day Monday, and then into the hands of a Delaware jury.
In one of the largest pandemic frauds in the country, federal prosecutor Joe Thompson says
the defendants took advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to defraud the state of Minnesota and to steal tens of millions of dollars.
The first of 70 defendants have gone to trial in Minneapolis in the so-called Feeding Our Future trial. Five defendants have been found guilty of stealing more than $40 million from the government that was supposed to be used to feed children. Two have been acquitted. Owners of a popular Kia SUV are being urged to avoid parking indoors until they get the car checked at the dealership. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Kia's recalling 2020 through 24 Tellurides because of a fire risk. 463,000 vehicles in all. They're advising owners to park them outside until they can be repaired. There are at least seven cases of the seat motors overheating, including one fire.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128GB only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in terms apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleads not guilty to charges connected to an alleged Arizona fake elector scheme. Japan's birth rate hits a record low for the eighth straight year, and the government thinks a dating app might turn that around. CBS's Leah Mishkin.
123-year-old in Japan said, "I'm a little hesitant to provide all my personal information to Tokyo government." In order to register Japanese media reports, users will have to prove their identity, show tax returns to confirm income, and sign a document saying they are ready to get married. Those details have yet to be confirmed by the Tokyo metropolitan government. Researchers see the birth rate issue as much more complex than just meeting that special someone. Time will have to tell whether this dating app can actually deliver more babies. Leah Mishkin, CBS News, London.
Feds unveil a new rule requiring vehicles sold in the U.S. to average about 38 miles per gallon in 2031. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
by meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, we'll look for a partly cloudy sky, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and rumbles of thunder, highs close to 70. Then we're back into full sunshine on Sunday. Beautiful day, high to 75. It's 60 right now.
Stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop, children. Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
I'll give you all. WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told
make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby.
Me and you, just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect.
Special.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm
Well, thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Thank you.
running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the